FERC's approval allows the Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast Pipeline companies to invoke eminent domain to acquire access to private properties for construction. Carolyn Riley has become a leader in the fight against that.
It's been an amazing thing to see people coming together despite many differences, political affiliations. I mean, this is not a partisan issue. There's environmentalists and there's conservative property rights activists that are united in this fight to protect our homes, our land, the whole of Appalachia, and especially water.
The pipeline project still requires several local, state, and federal approvals before construction could begin. A key decision rests with Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality. It's in the process of reviewing thousands of public comments on its draft water quality certificate. I'm Robbie Harris.